This is Earth and Sky. Life in West Africa is intimately tied to the fall of rain.
Less rainfall can mean less food and drinking water and, as recent studies have shown, more disease. Chris Thorncroft is a meteorologist at the State University of New York at Albany. He's heading an international team on a 3-year project to study African weather.
They'll use weather balloons, storm-chasing airplanes, ships, ground-based weather equipment, radar towers, and satellites. Thorncroft hopes the work will lead to better forecasts of rain in West Africa, which in turn will help farmers.
If you can give some sort of warning ahead of time, there are practices that can take place to limit the damage, if you like. You can change perhaps the crop that you sow or change the time that you seed crops, depending on if the rainfalls come late or don't come at all.
The research could also help reduce the spread of a disease relatively common in West Africa, meningitis.
If you have more dust in the atmosphere in the springtime, you tend to have more meningitis outbreaks. The dust irritates the back of the throat and allows infections, if you like, to develop. And so if you can predict whether it's going to be more dusty or less dusty, people can react to these forecasts by starting inoculation programs early or not.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.